Aaron Schuback says as more business transactions move online and away from brick-and-mortar stores, SB 226 would help level the playing field.
$180 million is what the state stands to gain. It's $180 million that needs to be reinvested in education and, you know, Medicaid efforts and expansion and some of those other things.
Schuback owns Standard Optical in Salt Lake City. The company does most of its business on the ground, but has a small online presence as well. SB 226 would allow the state to collect sales taxes from online retailers who do not have a physical presence in Utah, but if they do business with local advertisers, for instance. That's something Mark Griffin says violates existing interstate commerce laws. He's the general counsel for Utah-based Overstock.com.
Our larger concern is with the patchwork quilt of state laws that follow this kind of unwise, unconstitutional pattern that are developing across the country.
He adds Overstock is not opposed to a federal solution. Legal counsel for the state legislature have attached a note to the bill recognizing it may be deemed unconstitutional. Whitney Evans, KUER News.